Message number 715. He will be a very close ally of the false prophet and is under no illusion as to who he is, the son of Satan. Monday, February 25, 2013 at 11:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, the times ahead will shake the world from its slumber irrespective as to what religion, if any, people follow, for the voice of the little horn will command attention from all over the world. Seated in the chair of Peter, this impostor will shout aloud and proudly proclaim his solution to unite all churches as one. Hailed as a modern innovator, he will be applauded by the secular world because he will condone sin. He will bring in new laws which will not only contradict the teachings of the Catholic Church but which will go against all Christian laws. The priests who oppose these messages will be forced to reconsider them when the awful truth is revealed. The truth of my word given to you, my daughter, will slowly dawn on them at last. How they will weep in sorrow when they realize that it is I, Jesus Christ, who, with the blessing of my Father, reveals to you the end-time prophecies in every detail. Then they will devour every word from my sacred lips as I reveal more events to come in order to prepare humanity. It is essential that man listens and responds to my call so that I can save everyone from the grasp of the beast. The false prophet, while busy with his lofty ambitions to impress the world's Catholics, will be pushed to one side for a while because the Antichrist will now enter the world stage as foretold. When you hear the media reports of a new promising skilled peace negotiator, you will know who he is. He will be a very close ally of the false prophet and is under no illusion as to who he is, the son of Satan. Remember that no matter how frightening this may be, that I, Jesus Christ, am king. No man, no enemy has more power than God. But the battle for souls must be fought as foretold. By spreading my word, my messages and my prayers, you will help me to save the souls I need so that my new paradise can be filled with all of God's children. Always trust in me, your Jesus, as I will guide and protect you during this abomination on earth. I promise the period will be short. Your Jesus.